This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to have another member of the Houston Texans join us in about 25 minutes. A lot of guys getting treatment. J.J. Watt's meeting with the media. Deshaun Watson met with the media. Matt Khalil met with the media. I thought someone was just testing the mics when he went up there. He didn't look much like an offensive lineman to me, John Lopez.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a... He's not in mid-season form.
He looks like that someone way. That would knock on your door and you would shut you would act like you weren't home. He looks like some sort of salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with you.
He does.
But maybe he can protect Deshaun Watson's blind side. That's what the Texans hope, and that's what we definitely hope right here on Sports Radio 610. We are 8 shows away from the draft, and because of that, the OG John Lopez has 8 wacky Texans ideas that just might work.
I do. Keep in mind, key word is these are crazy ideas. 8 crazy Texans draft decisions that just may be possible. So I won't put them in any particular order right now. I'll go through them, and you can just stop me as you feel compelled to comment. And I got a couple thoughts as well. Number 8, if you trust your evaluation, don't be bashful about the supplemental draft. The Texans are a team that has not used the supplemental draft very much. And what that is, for those who don't know, is after this year's draft, after every year's draft in July, they have a supplemental draft. That's for guys who weren't eligible or declared or had something happen in their college career.
Kicked out of college.
Yeah, in their college career after they could have declared for the draft. And there are players like that available every year. If you give up, if you decide to draft one of those and you bid, basically, like a 4th-round draft pick, then you have to give up your next year's 4th-round draft pick. It counts against the 2020 draft. Look, Brian Gain is all about evaluation and building through the draft. If you trust it and there's someone there, go back to the supplemental draft. All right, number seven. I'll just say number 7 just so you'll know which ones I'm going to. Take a flyer on a character/injury prospect. I know what you're saying. The Texans never do that in terms of character. Well, that's why I'm calling this 8 crazy draft decisions that just may work. Jeffrey Simmons is the one I'm thinking about, the defensive tackle from Mississippi State, who had some issues, assault and such, before he got to Mississippi State. I don't know to what level he's improved himself and is no longer that person, or whatever. But he's a top 10 player in this draft. But he wasn't invited to the combine and will not be a top 10 player based on that character mark.
He might even be a second-round pick at this point. And this is a guy that if he hadn't gotten hurt, they would have still had the character concerns, but they would have got to see him at the Mississippi State Pro Day, not the combine, but they would have seen him in his Pro Day. There probably would have been all 30 teams in attendance at that Pro Day.
Yep.
Or all 32, I should say. And
widely considered better than Ed Oliver.
Yes, and he has more of the size. This would be a guy who would be a first-round pick. If he slides to the second, I know the Texans aren't big on the character thing, but, you know, bad character. But this is a guy that you could probably steal. And when you have 2 second-round picks, a lot of times, you know, it makes sense to roll the dice on first-round talents.
What about rolling the dice on Rodney Anderson from Katy, Texas? And an injury, he's an injury weight, you know, he's multiple injuries.
3 season-ending injuries in 3 years at Oklahoma.
But an absolute another guy that would be, if not top 10, top 20, and certainly one of the first running backs taken.
Yeah, he was one of the biggest, that's one of the biggest injuries this year in college football when Oklahoma lost Rodney Anderson, because it looked like they were going to have Kyler Murray, him, and Trey Sermon. Rodney Anderson's a guy that, he's a day 3 guy. Like, he's going in the 4th round or later. Mm-hmm. So he's either going to be drafted on Saturday or he's not going to be drafted at all.
Well, do something crazy. Take a flyer.
As far as the talent, if you want to take him in the 6th or 7th, go ahead and do it, because there aren't very many with that much talent. But on the other hand, the reason that he's there for the taking, 3 season-ending injuries in 3 seasons at Oklahoma, not very good.
Number 6, listen to trade offers for Jadeveon Clowney. I think it's actually good for the future of the organization. If you're trying to build through the draft again, you don't want to pay him. You don't think he's worth that type of money that other players at his position at a high level are getting, listen to trade offers. You know, get those draft picks. You know, we know the Texans are bringing in a bunch of defensive ends in their interviews. What do you think about that?
I think they need to get some help on the pass rush. You know, when you have 25 of your sacks from two guys and you only had 43 and the next one was three and a half sacks.
Would you listen to a trade offer for Clowney?
Yes, I absolutely would listen to an offer for Clowney because I think they already are doing that.
It could
be. I don't think they want to commit to him long term. So if you get a step lower or you know, a little bit less value than what the Raiders got for Khalil Mack, go ahead and do it.
Number five, draft a center.
You're already punting on Zach Martin, huh?
Nick Martin.
Zach Martin would be nice.
Zach Martin, I would not punt on him. I'm not saying I'm punting. I'm just saying the guy did not have a great year at center. He was not necessarily the whipping boy that other guys were on the line. But if you like some of the other guys and developmentally, you can move some people into the guard position, including maybe Nick Martin. Maybe he's miscast as a center. I know the Texans have brought in Ross Pierschbacher from Alabama, who's an absolute stud at center. Maybe draft a center instead of a tackle. You know, your second tackle. You're going to draft one tackle for sure.
And then you can move Martin to guard. Some people say that he might actually be a better guard than a center. Struggled at center. He's the fifth-rated center in the AFC South. There's only four teams, for those of you counting at home. There were two Colts centers ranked ahead of him. So if you can do that, that can improve your whole offensive line. I know David Anderson from the Average Sports Show that you hear right here said that the Texans, a center would make the entire offensive line better. So if there's someone there in the second round, go ahead and get him.
Number four crazy thing that the crazy draft decision that just might work for the Texans, draft a quarterback. I know what you're saying there as well.
Stop.
You're saying stop. Well, you got Joe Webb. You're not gonna you know, make him a quarterback. He's an older player, and you just picked up AJ McCarron on the cheap. Somewhere down the line, you're gonna need another quarterback. Why not get somebody in the sixth round that you can just kind of groom behind Deshaun Watson? And oh, by the way, you know, Deshaun's had some injuries as well, as we all know. Number three, don't bank on Colvin bouncing back or J. Joe, of course, getting any younger. Draft not one, but two cornerbacks. Draft two cornerbacks in premium positions. It can help so much on this defense.
I'm down with that.
You're down with drafting two cornerbacks.
If they like them, go ahead. I'm also not opposed to bringing in free agent cornerbacks. Mo Claiborne's a guy who's on the market. He say what you want about him. He's been a disappointment, but he's 29 years old, and we know the Texans would like to play more man. Mo Claiborne, if anything, he's a little bit fearless. He'll line up and play some man.
Number two, Tyler Irvin was a bust, but you like, as an organization, I know Bill O'Brien does, that smaller, electrifying type of a versatile guy out of the back, running back, receiver out of the backfield, and kick and punt returner. Well, draft his replacement. I mean, I know they brought in UNLV. He has also went to Aldine High. Lexington Thomas, 5'9", 180, and ran a 4.2940. Someone like that. Would you be down for that as a running back?
I mean, they obviously like what Tyler Irvin, they thought, they hoped that he could do. Mm-hmm. So why not bring someone who can actually do it? I don't even know. Replacing Tyler Irvin means that you're just not going to make an impact. Find someone who can do what you falsely hoped Tyler Irvin could do for all those years.
And number one, not only is this a little bit of a crazy idea, but I think it's also a very smart idea. And that is, don't just trade back from number 23 overall. Trade back twice. Just accumulate draft picks like crazy. And it makes so much sense to me, even though it sounds crazy. You get out of 23 overall. You get out of your first second-round pick and have maybe, what, four second-round picks? Because if you trust your evaluation, which I'm basing all this on because that's what Brian Gain does, if you trust your evaluation, you can load up on some rookie contracts and some players, you know, let's say four players in the second round. Would you be down with that?
I mean, just look at the second-year players that we already have on this roster that, despite not having a first or second-round pick, we talked about Justin Reed. We both have high, high hopes for Justin Reed. Mm-hmm. Rankin, Brian Gain loves Rankin. The tight ends, the two Jordans, Brian Gain likes both of them. Duke Ejiofor, you heard John McClain just talk about him. If you're able of getting guys that you feel that good about with limited assets, stockpile them towards more of the front of the draft and maybe we might be onto something
here. And keep in mind, you know, you got a lot of bills to pay in the next couple of years. We've been talking about Deshaun Watson as it, you know, as it refers to Russell Wilson and how much he's going to cost. But Jadeveon Clowney, who knows there what's going to happen in the next 2 years? J.J. Watt, who knows there what's going to happen in the next 2 years? It'd be nice if you can just surround those guys with a lot of rookie deals.
Sean Lopez has eight crazy Texans ideas that might just work out. Astros return to the field today. They're looking for their 10th straight win. Rockets, they return to the court tomorrow night. And it looks like the path towards the finals could be a tad bit easier. Plus, we're going to be joined by another member of the Houston Texans next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.